Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Hey, welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, having a lot of fun here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, talking with Bill DePriest and Mike Bond from the PCS show that comes up this Thursday through Sunday at the Orange County Fair and Events Center. And going to be a lot of fun, a lot of great people there. We've just scratched the surface here in a full hour. We have another hour to do.
Yeah, totally. And we got a lot more of your phone calls. We're going to be talking fishing, catch reports, everything coming up. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you want to join us here in the second hour, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Again, 213-432-1090. Or send us a text. I can't get over about the number of texts that we have already coming through this morning. But again, great opportunity to get through either texting through the Let's Talk Hookup app, or better yet, give us a call on that phone line. We do have an open line right now, 213-432-1090. Both callers and texters are going to be eligible to win a killer prize at the end of the show today. We're giving away a family four-pack of tickets, one to a caller and one to a texter at the end of the show. You're going to get in, and, man, we like you said, we've been talking for the first hour about how cool the PCS show is going to be. You're getting four tickets to go if you're the lucky winner at the end of the show. Going to be a lot of fun.
How about that? Let's find out what's biting, Rick.
You got to do it. It's time for the Catch Report today, sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing, a complete saltwater tackle store. They have a full deli, snacks, beverages, ice, and boating supplies. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle and the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside, and the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check DanaLanding.com for more info on all that great stuff. And we're going to start it off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Bill, Mike. Great show today, guys. And Bill, I just wanted to tell you, I just wanted to say thanks to you for all the support you've given us there for all the years of display, opportunity to do seminars at those shows in the past, column in the magazine and everything. Just thanks for all your support. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
And so now, as to this week's report, guys, definitely kind of a good news, bad news situation. Weather definitely stole the show this week. You know, I love to study the weather and the patterns that create it, kind of a little sideline hobby. I got to tell you, I've seen stuff this week I've never seen before. This was absolutely incredible. How about gust to 82 at Santa Barbara Island Tuesday night? 15-foot seas at 15-second interval at the Pedro Buoy between here and Catalina. I mean, I cannot imagine how ugly that would be. Southeast gust yesterday to 59 at Clemente, 56 at Catalina. Southeast 40 along the beach here at Huntington Beach. I drove home along the beach yesterday just to see. Oh, my God, that was an ugly ocean. That southeast last night in the middle of the night, nothing short of incredible. But hopefully it's winding down a little bit here. But the good news, which is a harbinger of things to come, you know, it is almost March. Spring's trying to get here. So last weekend we had really nice weather. We had pretty good conditions. And guys that were out there poking around, they found some pretty nice fishing over at the island. Quite a bit of squid around. The smart money was over there loading up, stocking up to get the frozen bait all stocked up in the freezer for when the bait dries up later on in the season. And along with the squid fishing there, there was some worthy sea bass fishing. There was near limits for some guys and scattered fish here and there for others. And the guys that were fishing halibuts found pretty good halibut fishing up really shallow, like 10, 15 feet. Some of that was like right underneath the east end proper, and it would stretch up towards Silver Canyon like that. And locally, we saw some really good bass fishing in that nice weather. Calco and sand bass both up shallow, you know, trying to get organized for springtime here. So everything's trying, but I got to tell you, this weather situation we've had here, it's definitely going to take a while for conditions to straighten out. And we've got more coming this upcoming week here. So we're looking at a little long stretch. And, Bill, it's perfect timing for your show because guys don't need to go fishing. They need to go in there and get all that new stuff. I'm going to go up there myself and see everything.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun.
For sure. It's going to be great. And, yeah, we got weather. But you know what? There is light at the end of the tunnel. Right, Mark?
At some point in time. But boy, this is
it's been a rugged fishing show weather.
Yeah, absolutely. And fishdope.com, of course. The boys will be there in the BD Outdoors fishdope.com booth. $20 off Jason. A new membership. Yeah, Jason and Jeff and the whole crew. Ali, is he going to make a celebrity appearance?
I'm sure he'll
yeah?
be there.
You think so?
Hollywood?
$20 membership to fishdope.com. Using the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. And the website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And have faith, guys. Sooner or later, this weather will blow out and we'll catch a few fish here.
I like it, Mark. Great job. Appreciate that always. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
You got it. We'll see you.
All right, Mark.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate that. I don't know whether Marcos is going to call or not, but, you know, there's not a lot going on at Seaforth right now. But Seaforth will be there, right?
Yep. They are at the show.
Seaforth Sport Fishing.
I want to say, too, Seaforth always does such a good job of having so many of their captains present at the shows. They always do a really, really nice job. Like, you know, all the landings usually have support from their fleet, but I think Seaforth is probably about the best of it. And you know how hard it is for me to give compliments to Seaforth, them being like the farm system of Fisherman's Landing. Like, it's not, you know, they're like the number two, you know, the number two down here. But, man.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I'm making sure Marcos calls in.
You guys are right next to each other.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
So, next Sunday, Aliar will be here.
Hey, cool.
Speaking of Seaforth Sport Fishing, he's going to be in the studio with us.
Aliar
Hajinabi. Is that how you say his last name?
I'm not 100% sure.
But we call him Aliar. Captain Aliar is what we call him.
Captain Bluefin is what you call that guy.
Yeah, Captain Bluefin from Polaris Stream at Seaforth Sport Fishing. He's going to be here 7 and I am next Sunday. Ricky will be up at the show.
Right.
Corey and I will be here with Aliar.
That's going to be cool. I'm really bummed to miss that.
And then next Saturday, check this out during the show. Captain Brian, Captain Ray, and Lori from the American Angler.
Fun.
Yeah,
cool.
So how about
the
that?
The whole team.
Yeah, so, and of course, I'm sure we'll hear from Bill and Ricky from the show.
Yeah, I'll call in.
Live drops there. And who knows, maybe we can even get Mike Bondi to call us up. Of course, you'll be running
around. I'm the wallflower.
Yeah.
You know, that's actually the, that's actually one of one thing I'm really looking forward to is wandering around the show because, you know, you talk to these guys on the phone, the vendors, right? You go after them. You're like, I'm like a piranha. I'm like just super pesky, but polite. And then they answer a phone call. Then we get into the show. Now we get to go around and shake hands and put a face and a name and get to know these guys. And that's probably the human part of it is, I think, probably one of the coolest things for me. For next week.
I'm really glad that you think that it's going to be that mellow. You're not going to be like, Mike, I got a quick problem here,
I
got a
big... Mike doesn't know. Mike doesn't know.
He's
not going to get to talk to anybody.
Exactly.
He doesn't know.
Hey, Mike, I've got a parking issue, and I'm going to need you to go ahead and take care of it.
My electrical's not working in my booth.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, Mike's going to be running full speed.
My cell phone will be lost.
Yeah. But I think that's a smart move.
The sales side of this... You know, everyone we've called is so excited or they have called us to be in the show. So it to be able to call people and have people be excited to hear from you and say, oh, yeah, I wanted to get into that. That is so much better than selling something that you have to work hard to sell.
Yeah.
No offense to Mike. I mean, he sold really well, but it's been an easy sale.
Yeah.
No.
That's a good way to be. Well, hopefully we do hear from Marcos. I mean, obviously that's why I insulted him so much trying to prod a phone call. But, you know, if we don't, then it is going to wrap up our catch report. Hey, want to remind you, low, low prices on gas for your car or truck or your trailer boat. That's the beauty of Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You can get your California fishing licenses there 24 hours a day. You can buy beer. beer, soda, snacks, and get 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase at Summit Gasoline. Go by and say hi to Martha and their friendly staff. There's so much more than just low prices and free ice. It's a super easy in-and-out pull-through with your boat trailer. The top is super high if you're a folding tower boat. No issues with heights. They just do it so good there. At Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena.
And the other thing, too, is when you go to the show, you go to the Captain Rollo Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo booth, you go see Mike and Tim, you buy some raffle tickets, and one of the prizes is $2,000 in gas or fuel.
Yeah.
It could be
diesel,
too.
Whatever.
Or whatever. At Summit Gasoline, along with all the ice you want while you have that card in force.
Free ice
while you're using that card.
And Friends of Rollo is in the Santa Ana Pavilion area.
Santa Ana Pavilion.
If you're looking for them.
Take kid fishing, go by and buy a bunch of tickets for sure.
That's right.
Here's a good one here. Hi guys, I noticed that Cutwater is one of your sponsors. Will I be able to buy one or five of their amazing Bloody Marys? And that's from Greg in San Clemente.
Yes, Cutwater has joined us this year as our presenting sponsor.
People.
They are amazing people.
I've worked with them for
they are
a long
fishing
time.
Folks.
Yep, absolutely.
And we will have their product all over the entire show.
That's awesome.
Cool.
It will be everywhere. And they're also donating to Friday night. We're doing this big War Heroes on Water fundraiser where we've invited the vendors out for a celebration that evening to raise money for these guys. And Cutwater's donated the alcohol to that, too, as well. So
sweet.
They're just great guys.
We're
so proud.
For that group?
So we're going to keep it to a limitation. Yeah, there's some savages.
Savages.
Yeah, we are going to keep that to a limited number.
What's cool about those guys, too, is they're real fishing people. You know what I mean? They're not a brand that thinks, like, all right, well, fishermen are the type of people who would probably drink our cocktails, so we'll associate with that. Like, they're fishermen first.
Yeah, Yusuf, Earl, man, they're hardcore.
Yeah, they're real.
Real fishermen.
Yeah,
cool.
That's
right.
For sure.
Hey, I had a really fun text that I wanted to run through. It says, hey, guys, I don't care how big the OC Center is. With Lasley talking swordfish, you're going to need a bigger boat. My question is, do you have any electronics experts there? I'm really looking towards Furuno. I've got questions on my system and looking for upgrades. That's from Nick in Temecula.
So we will have everybody there. So we have Garmin. We have the Navico Group, which is Lowrance and Simrad. We have Humminbird there, and then Johnson Hicks has a gigantic booth to sell all these products.
Wow.
And they will have Furuno in their booth, and they will have the sales manager from Furuno down. So we will have corporate representation of just about every electronics brand. That's
wow, right. Impressive.
Oh, it's going
to
be great.
What a huge thing, too. Again, like whether you're in the market for new, whether you're looking to upgrade, or literally just have a good system and have this question. I mean, even if you know your system relatively well, just to bend the ear of those guys who are experts at electronics, like I know for sure on our boat, like all of our units are so much more capable, are capable of so much more than any of us use. Like I can navigate back and forth, and I can change the screens around, but like there is so much that you can get out of a show setting like that where you're talking to a true expert about it.
Yep.
Nagel gonna be there?
Yes, he would have.
All right, from Simrad. Hey, the other thing too, as I might throw at you, is that because of the success of the magazine, Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Magazine, great magazine,
thank you,
and your success with private boaters in that magazine, because it's kind of a private boater magazine. You've had a lot of people there that wouldn't normally come to the shows, like some of the electronics people. But one of the things is Seakeeper, right?
Seakeeper will be at the show, which we're extremely excited. They have a corporate booth there.
They have a corporate booth.
Yeah, they have the real deal there.
They're going to have one unit.
Yeah, they have the real deal there. Yeah, the larger boat side of things is it's packed in pretty good. You know, we've got Man Engines, we've got Northern Lights, we have Volvo Penta. You know, with helmets coming down, the giant distributor, the West Coast distributor, they're going to have a monster booth.
Suzuki outboards.
Suzuki outboards, Yamaha outboards, Mercury outboards. You know, it's just
all of those.
Anything that you want in fishing or boating, it's at the show.
Wow.
It's that simple.
Impressive.
That's
awesome.
Yeah, if you've been to our show before and you've said, man, it's a little bit small for us, I guarantee you this year you're going to need your walking shoes.
He took the whole thing. I mean, he took every building they got.
You're going to need your walking shoes, and you're probably going to need 2 days.
All right. A lot of questions about the food. All right. Our guys like to eat. And Todd from Oceanside says, what about the food?
So here's the deal. So this year we brought in a bunch of different food vendors. So we have For the people that like this kind of stuff, we have Hot Dog on a Stick. We have Seaside Smokehouse, which is they're doing their Chris is doing his barbecue setup with his big smoker.
I gotta pause real fast.
Yeah, he's the man.
It is the best barbecue I've ever had in my entire life. So Chris is a local fishing guy down here that his real gig is that. And dude, it is the best. It is the single best I've ever. It's so it's got one of those like giant
trailer ones.
I mean, it's like a 30-foot trailer that's got the smokers and the this and the that. And like the dude is like makes magic with barbecue. I was so hyped when I saw his little bag on the, I'm like, oh, that's what we're going to be eating every day. Like, it's so good.
So we also have, there's some Mexican food there with good tacos and that kind of stuff, as well as, what else do we have?
A lot of other stuff.
Huh? A ton, yeah.
So
Cutwater Spirits.
Yeah, Cutwater Spirits.
Plenty of Cutwater Spirits if you're hungry. Yeah.
So being at the...
We also have the pineapple chicken bowls that you're used to having at the OC Fair.
Oh,
okay.
So those will be the teriyaki chicken bowls and the pineapples. So those will be good as well.
Oh, nice, nice. So I'm guessing because it's the OC Fairgrounds, you're allowed to get outside vendors. It's not just the concessions at the place.
Right, that's why we brought in these people, exactly.
Yeah, that's cool.
And you'll be able to sit out there and
we have a live table.
We'll have a live band playing.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it looks like... We're going to have a break in the weather.
Yeah, oh, the weather's going to be beautiful. Yeah, we have a country band playing the entire time. We have a girl that sang the national anthem for the San Francisco Giants game. She's going to sing the national anthem every morning.
No kidding.
We have a steel drums band. We have an acoustic country guy in one of the other sides. We have constant entertainment.
Wow.
That's cool.
Fun. Hey, you want to get through on the phones? 213-432-1090. Hey, wait a minute. See, he must have heard you bagging on
him.
Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
What's up, Marcos?
Staying dry, I hope.
Yeah.
It's not easy down here. Right
yeah, we are talking about now. Are we going to see you at the PCS show in the C4 booth?
No, I will be holding down the fort here at Seaforth Landing. I did my time at the shows, 20 years ago. Oh. That was enough for me.
They try to send all the talent up to the...
absolutely, Ricky's been snarky today.
Marco's just the talent at Seaforth.
No doubt about that.
I hear when Rick does the show, they actually sell stuff at the tackle shop.
here we go. So... not much going on this morning, I would imagine, at Seaforth, huh?
Honestly, I can't remember the last trip we got last weekend. This weather has not been cooperating the last couple weeks here. A little bumpy weather today, probably next couple days here. Don't have much to tell you about fishing, but I can tell you that the San Diego is online for Wednesday, March 1st, coming up here.
Ooh.
So I know a lot of people have been waiting for those trips to come back online. He'll be fishing Coronado Islands, and he's scheduled pretty much every day through March. As long as that weather cooperates, we're going to be running those trips down to the islands. Again, passports required there. Same we've been doing for a few years here now. So definitely take a look at the website. We got all those San Diego trips scheduled through March there. We've got the half days. We're still going to be running those extended half days, not as often. So check the website there too. Going to have a mix of local half days, fishing, leaving mid-morning there, coming back early afternoon. And call them the gentleman's hours trips there, so you don't have to get up too early.
Trips, Marcos.
They are. I mean, I would much rather go fishing at 9 than, 6 o'clock myself. So I totally understand that. So, yeah, it's like they've been having some pretty good fishing on there when they're getting out, some bass, a little bit of other stuff in the mix there. Those trips fishing down in Mexico, when they get down there, very good rock fishing with those reds and rockfish. So definitely keep an eye on that. Like I said, I wish I had more to tell you what we have been catching, but I can tell you we will be catching stuff coming up here. Seaforthlanding.com for that full schedule. Half days, both extended and the regular, the San Diego trips. I believe our next day and a half isn't towards the end of March there. I think some of those boats are kind of doing some prep work there. But I believe it's leaving the 24th. We have a day and a half on the Pacifica. He'll be going back down the coast there. So check that out. So some options coming up here. And... we'd love to have you give us a call. 619-224-3383. Be holding down the fort while everyone's at the show. So maybe, have someone to talk to while it's nice and slow here.
Marcos, too, another thing we joke about all the time, but it is the truth. What a good time knowing that Big Bluefin and springtime is right around the corner, this is a really good time to go to the tackle store at Seaforth and get your gear tuned up in terms of marking spectra, things like all those things that take extra time for the guys in the middle of the season, whether you're going to be changing like the top section of your spectra out to like a depth hunter offshore, you know, you want to do some spectra splicing, you want to do some of the things that takes extra time that the guys maybe can't take care of right the second that your trip's going out. This is the off time of year where the shop's slow, can really put extra detail into your gear. A weekend like this where there's nothing going on, you're going to get the entire shop's full attention to getting your stuff tuned up for an upcoming season. It'd be a really good time to go to Seaforth and drop it off with the boys.
For sure.
Absolutely. And it's kind of like with the fishing. Don't wait till the fish are already biting to decide you want to make reservations. You know, it especially holds true now where people ask us when does the bluefin bite, and it's like, I don't know, March to November. It's not like there's, you know, only a few months of bluefin fishing or any of that fishing. Our seasons are definitely kind of extended out there, and take that downtime, like you said, to get that gear ready, because you don't want to be doing that the morning of your trip and find out that there's a two-week wait to get your gear tuned up there. So, like I said, now's a good time. Come down, visit us, grab a burrito next door, say hi, and, you know, as soon as this weather cooperates, we'll get you guys out there fishing.
I like it, Marcos. Great report, as always. Appreciate that very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that. That's going to wrap up our Catch Report today. Hey, I want to remind you, Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have their smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. You can stop by their location on Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com, and be sure to make those reservations by texting them in at 619-255-3128.
Sean and Melanie will be on Let's Talk Hookup tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., and they will also be at the Pacific Coast Market.
Hey, all right.
Yeah, they're going to have their booth. Are they going to be selling their spices and rubs?
They are. They're going to have it all.
Smoked fish and all that.
They expanded their booth this year to 20 foot.
20 foot?
Yeah, they went bigger.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, they had a great show. So.
Wow.
Those guys do such a cool job.
So, and I'm sure they'll be talking a lot about it tomorrow morning, 7 to 9.
Yeah, that'll be great. Yeah. You know, one thing we didn't talk about yet is the family experience of the show.
Yeah.
You know, this year, a big thing for us is to introduce kids to fishing and get them to actually interact in this stuff and not just, you know, watch something. So we have two kids' trout ponds that are completely free for the kids to fish for trout, catch and release. We have Peter Jay, the artist, doing Gayutaco fish prints with the kids.
Oh, that's cool.
We have Prehistoric Jay. Jay Brewery's the one with 6 million followers on Instagram and YouTube and everything. He's going to bring out giant snakes and stuff. He's actually a fisherman. I got him his first cow tuna. I got him his first swordfish.
Really?
So he's going to come out and have that stuff.
I saw that
kids
with those big giant snakes, man. It's like,
that's him.
I want to see.
That's a Mike.
They're anacondas.
Mark, are you
going to
jump in there with those things?
Anacondas and pythons. It's different than giant snakes. When you think of a giant snake, I don't know. But when you say anacondas and pythons and alligators, this dude's
they're
awesome.
As big as people.
You know that know that you're sitting across from a full snake aficionado. Like, Mike Bond's a snake guy.
He's a snake guy, huh?
I would have to
admit. I was just going to say, that had to be a Mike Bond influence thing.
No, that was always
really a good friend of mine.
I was surprised. Yeah. You got him his first cow.
I got him his first cow, and I got him his first swordfish as well.
Wow.
So we also have Captain Dave Marciano from Wicked Tuna coming out Saturday and Sunday. I think he's hanging out in the accurate
booth. Awesome.
So we've got a lot of family stuff. Yeah. I mean, there is more than one day to do there.
Yeah, lots of good family.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, phones are packing up. You want to get through? It's your best chance to get a ticket to the show, for sure, is on the phones, and that is 213-432-1090.
Let's talk to Doug from Montebello. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hi. I was wondering about the show itself. How much difference between you and the Doug Hall show?
Differences between the two shows. I mean, it's just a great opportunity with another really cool. It's just all the major saltwater vendors that you want to go to, and both shows celebrate fishing and do the stuff that we all love to do. And just another great opportunity at another location to see everything that you want to see, Doug.
And that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
They're all celebrating fishing and promoting fishing, and that's what it is.
Yeah, exactly. These guys get along. They put an awesome show together where all of us as vendors get to display all the good stuff, and we're just fired up and get to go get to have another great venue to go see some more fishing gear.
For sure.
We look forward to seeing you up there, Doug.
Yeah, see you at the show. Thanks a lot for the call. I got a great text here from Rick in Los Alamitos, and he wants to know, hey, Bill, what hot sticks do you have talking calico bass at the show?
So that is, we have Eric Landesfein, Benny Florentino, and Bobby Martinez.
Sweet. Those are some hot sticks. That's a great group.
Yeah. Yeah. We're pumped on that.
And like you said, too, in addition to those guys being on the stage, is all of the killer shops and, representatives and, everybody that's a pro staff for this guy is going to be in that booth and vice versa. Like,
they're all going to be
everyone's going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, we also have Bobby Martinez, Matt Cobseff, and Mike Stembridge, Chris Lillis with Cast and Crank. Nick from Cast and Crank will be doing one.
Yeah, they're doing a wall seminar. Really cool. Yeah, that one's going to be awesome.
Oh, talking about fishing on the wall.
Fishing on the Long Beach
wall. It's become huge.
Very specific.
And Kevin Mattson, I know you said was going to be at the show. That's a crossover, freshwater and saltwater. It's just going to be a really, like you say, plenty. A
lot of seminars. Yeah, I don't know how you're going to get all these seminars in.
Oh, we got it.
I don't know how you lined that up. Yeah. Like, that's always my job for tackle days, getting like three seminars together. And like we always joke that like for our tackle day event, it takes as much work to get three seminars put on as it does to do a huge parking lot sale with all the vendors and thousands of people and all that stuff. Three seminars is harder than that. I can't imagine what it was like to put this seminar schedule together.
Wild.
I'll bet. That's pretty cool, you guys.
Yeah, not only that, it's coordinate all the booths, too.
It's a lot of booths.
Yeah, it's a lot, man.
It's a ridiculous amount.
You must have
a
cast of thousands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tons. Yeah. In a back room. We have hundreds of people that work every day with us.
Times are slipping away, and we want to talk about the show some more, but I also want to talk about your techniques for swordfish. You really... When they were biting, you were getting them.
Yeah, no doubt, Bill.
And I am one of those guys that have not been getting them. And I want to know how to get them. So can you give me some advice?
Yeah, I think some of the stuff that I learned in Florida, what we tried to do is learned what they were doing at nighttime there, learned what they were doing at daytime, and crossed it over with the research that Chugy and the Flagler Institute was doing to figure out depths and stuff. But We've done a lot of things. You know, when we fished them in Florida, there's a whole bunch of current. So you fish a 150-foot leader. Out here, we've shortened up the leaders between 50 and 75 feet because, you know, when you don't have current, that bait is just laying there. You know, another thing that's interesting, if you talk to guys that used to longline years ago, there's only a couple of baits that get bit well on a dead drift, and that's a squid is one of the only baits that gets bit really well just laying there.
So what pound leader are you using?
We don't believe they care. We fish over 500, 700.
Doesn't matter.
I fish really heavy stuff because I like to get my stuff back in the water quick.
You made a great point there when you said a dead drift, and that's one of the main differences, probably the biggest difference, that and a little bit of depth from what we're doing out here to the East Coast is they're covering a lot of ground and sometimes being pushed along at 2 and 3 knots where you don't cover that kind of area down here, and so your bait's not getting the same kind of movement here as it is there.
Yeah, and I think that the structure, it's a little bit easier to find them back there. When we were drifting on the Gulf Stream, there's a few different humps, depressions that were very obvious. When I brought my captain out, Corey Berlew, who's the guy that taught me, he's actually, in my opinion, he's the OG swordfish guy back there. They call him Secret Squirrel. He doesn't talk to people. He doesn't promote himself. But a lot of these guys that are out making money and flashing around, they learned from him. And he came out and looked at one of my maps, and he said, holy mackerel. He said, it's everywhere. Everywhere is good. That is the issue.
That's the problem.
That is the problem.
Yeah.
There is too much good water. So we started figuring out small intricacies. And by the time I was done mapping out my numbers, just in Newport Canyon would be an example, I was able to, when the fish were in there good, I could crank the rod, drop it back down, and call out a bite.
Really?
On cue. I have multiple customers that hooked fish with me that I said, watch, we get bit on this spot all the time. Pull it up, drop it down, rod goes slack, and we're on.
So cool.
Unbelievable.
I mean, what we did is we found these little shading differences on the chart, and I started, because I map every bite that we have, no matter if we hook the fish or not, it's always mapped the time of the day, what the tide is, and we started looking at the pattern of how these laid out, and they all laid out in a certain shading system. So we would find these little depressions. I started showing people. I said, if you look, they all of the bites lay on these little tiny shading spots. And the amazing part is we as anglers, we're looking for these big, gnarly cliffs, these big, gnarly canyons. I'm fishing 10-foot bottom changes in 1,500 feet of water.
Crazy.
It sounds completely stupid.
And how deep are you putting your baits?
The baits, we keep them 900 to 1,000.
900 to 1,000.
Yeah.
So but you're 1,500 feet, 900 to 1,000.
Well, we're fishing, I'll fish into 1150 is about as shallow as I'll go, and then we'll go out to 3,000. But we always have the baits in the same area.
In the same zone.
Yeah. For here, it's different. When we fished them in Florida, we'd fish 1,800 feet of water. We'd drop it to the bottom in 1,800 feet, crank off the bottom 50 feet, and catch one.
What about everybody always talks about the DSL, the deep scatter layer. Is that important in your eyes?
So it's interesting. We started really tracking what's in the stomach of these fish. And in 2019, when it was really good, the hake was super thick. And the fish just swallowed the baits. There wasn't a lot of beating around with baits. We found that when the fish don't have that good hake bait and they're feeding on that garbage, that big-eyed, fanged, weird stuff down there, they beat on the baits a lot. You have a lot of missed bites. They don't just woof the baits. And almost every time we have a day like that, you bring them up and a rockfish falls out of their belly or some sort of weird fanged fish with a giant eye. So they just feed differently with different feed. The scatter layer thing, I get it, but you want food. Scatter layer's cool, but I want red bait.
When you say red bait?
I want solid red lines
big
of
on
bait.
The meter. Big like, stuff
yeah,
on the meter.
I want my screen.
Not scatter.
Yeah, I can tell you, if I go into a zone and there's, I mean, I can show you photographs on my phone. If it looks a certain way, we're getting bit that day. Those fish are not stupid.
The grocery store's there, that fish is going
to
be
yeah, they're feeding super deep. They have to know where the food's at. They live with giant gaps. I mean, we caught one 2020 off the east end of Catalina that had the head of a 250-pounder, the tail of a 250-pounder, the dorsal of one, and the body of a 118-pounder.
Wow.
And I feel like that's a fish that came over. It had that good corduroy skin that those Hawaiian fish have. I figure that fish came over and had large gaps of not being able to feed. You know, wow. You think about it, that's open ocean. When they're sure. coming over from Hawaii, there's not a lot of food everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, these are great hunters. They live by the food.
Right. That's just the best that you have.
Yep, and the best that you have, there's resident fish that are still living there eating rockfish.
Yeah.
But it's better when the hake's there.
When the hake's there. And how do you know hake on a meter?
The way we're seeing it, it's really nice, solid. It's not a ball. It's like a solid, thick, maybe 100-foot depth of this really deep red stuff.
On the bottom?
No, it's up around that. Well, and that's the other thing. A lot of people, so what I taught my friends is they all looked on their meters and they said, man, the bait's at 700 feet. I'm going to put my bait at 700 feet. I said, well, this is the one fishery that I've ever been involved in where you need to take your fishing cap off and you need to use no brain power at all. You need to put your bait at 1,000 feet. I don't care if the bait's at 400. I don't care if the bait's at 1,800. Put your bait at 1,000 feet. And those same guys went out the next day, called me within an hour and had a fish. And they said, holy mackerel, you've got to be kidding me. And I said, you just have to turn off your captain skill of trying to place the bait. I feel like these fish hang out at that depth between 900 and 1,100 feet.
Wow.
That's cool.
It's good stuff, man.
Yeah, I know we're going to focus a lot of our booth, or maybe not a lot of our booth, but we have a very dedicated swordfish thing. It's that area, really? And it's some, I mean, Hooker electric reels and pre-made wind-on leaders and pre-made buoy loops and swordfish buoys and skirts and hooks and needles and floss. And, you know, we're just putting a lot of effort into it. We build some custom swordfish configurations of rods and some Calstar blanks and some Seeker blanks that we then customize, you know, Winthrop butts and different tops and different tips and that kind of stuff. So everything from the least expensive way to do it, to kind of modify your own kite gear that you have, all the way up to, you know, affordable electric reel options, all the way up to super fancy, you know, $5,000 electric reel options. Like, I just think it's such a big part of thing that a lot of us want to do, and having really dialed in gear, it's a fishery.
And that's a good venue to do it.
Yeah, I think so, too.
People to see it.
And your gear has to be right.
Yeah, the swordfish fishery is one of those. I mean, I would say a lot of the fisheries that we fish, you do not need to spend $1 million to get involved in it. The swordfish thing, you need to follow what people are telling you. I'll give one prime example. I had a very well-known captain out of Newport that came to me in 2019. He said, hey, man, I want you to show me how to catch swordfish. I said, no problem. I said, meet me down, have your deckhand or whatever, meet me down at Angler Center, which was close to the boat. I told him, you need to this leader, these lights. I'll meet you out there tomorrow on my numbers. We hooked four fish, landed one. They didn't even have a bite. I talked to him afterward. They slid right next to me. They took pictures of us boat side with fish and everything. And he says, I don't understand. You told me exactly. And I went over the tackle, and they skimped out on lights, and they skimped out on a couple of things. It is very intricate, the colors that we use.
The colors.
We like green and purple.
Green and purple.
Green and blue, green and purple. That is like my range that we fish. We don't fish any other colors.
And how cool, with as much killer info as this was in 5 minutes, you're going to have the best in the entire industry doing this for hours at the main stage at the PCS show.
And you can buy the stuff at Fishman's Landing Temple.
Come on down, man. We got you. Totally. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming today, including more of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our first ever booth at the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the all-new saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa, where we will feature the Shimano lineup of rods, reels, and lures like Talica reels, Terramar rods, and the hot current sniper lures. And as always, our expert staff will help you select that perfect Shimano setup for the fish you want to pursue. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I want to invite you to the 75th anniversary of the Hall Family Shows. Named by many as the granddaddy of them all, the Bart Hall Show at the Long Beach Convention Center, March 29th to April 2nd, has been the leader in athletics. And while you're there, please join the Coastal Conservation Association of California and help maintain California anglers' access to saltwater angling. Go to hallshows.com for more information.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Talking PC shows. Are you kidding me, man? Great, man.
I mean, all that stuff we just learned from Bill about Swordfish. I want to capture him after the show and go, hey, what about this? What about that?
How about him at the beginning of the show being, oh, I don't really like talking. I get, you know.
Yeah.
And that guy's got more info on that fishery than just, I mean, we've had everybody in here. That was as good of a dissertation as I've ever heard on swordfish fishing. From a guy, I don't really like talking about that kind of stuff. You need, Mike, what you need to do is figure out how to get him on stage going forward, because that's too good. That's too good not to have.
Yeah. You know, it's fun because I worked with a lot of different people over my career, and Bill,
You were at Western News for how long?
27 years.
27 years
for 5 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But Bill, you know, all of these posts that you see every single day. We started doing those in September, 2 a day, on our exhibitors. We started getting these guys locked in last April, May, June, right? Yeah. And then we went to ICAST and we rallied up some stuff there. But Bill writes every single one of the posts. He goes and researches the company. He knows them. He goes on Facebook.
All those posts on Facebook?
Every single one. Every day is different. Everyone is different. And that's pretty impressive.
It's really nugget, too. It's a great social media to follow. And it's so much more than an ad. Hey, Fisherman's Line to be at the show. Right. It was a really cool little window into a company. I learned a bunch about people that I knew nothing about, or a resort that I didn't know about, or a brand that I didn't know about. That was a lot of work, and it was really cool. You did a great job.
Yeah,
I think the important part was giving some of these small companies a little bigger platform to talk about their product, and that was the opportunity we were able to give them by writing them up.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Hey, I want to mention our Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. A couple new features on there. Chef Jeff put a Chipino recipe together. And,
nice. Today's Chipino day.
Yeah, a perfect Chipino. So that's up on our Angler's Table section of letstalkhookup.com. I also wrote a story and photos on our Patagonia trip that Mark and I took a couple weeks ago, and I put that up on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the front story there. So check it out.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones again. If you want to get your opportunity to get through, we do have an open phone line, 213-432-9. Your opportunity, that family four-pack to get away, one set to the callers and one set to the texters. Let's talk to Daniel from Rancho Cucamonga this morning. Morning, Daniel. Welcome to Let's Talk Up.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Daniel.
Is there going to be any seminars on Bluefin on Sunday? Actually, I'm going to have to work on Saturday.
Seminars on Bluefin on Sunday.
Yes. Yes, Sunday is the bike crew, and I think I'll have to look it up real quick.
Phone call.
Yeah, I appreciate that. All right, GP. All good, GP? All right. Just making sure.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, 3 o'clock on Sunday. 3 o'clock on Sunday. The bike crew on that one.
All right, great.
And that's the, is it a technique thing? Is it a kite thing? Just kind of a general overview? Or you do the smart thing, and those guys are the experts, let them run with?
Yeah, we do a lot of panel stuff where we ask questions, but I think their crew will probably cover some of the techniques that, you know, Dwayne's crew doesn't fish. You know, Dwayne's crew is more kite. And I think Dwayne's crew has some other stuff they do. I think Dwayne's crew does some light bait stuff as well. So you're going to get a completely different seminar every day that you show up.
I love the idea that you guys have their captains and their crews giving a seminar. Like you said, I mean, credit where credit's due. Brandon and Dwayne both run amazing, successful operations. But day in and day out, those are the guys behind the wheel. They're grinding every single day. And it's gonna give some very unique perspective of the guys that, you know, have no agenda. They're just really, really good at catching ones.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, no kidding. Also, I might add, too, that there's going to be great representation from the long-range fleet here in San Diego. Not only Fisherman's Line is going to have a booth, but a lot of captains are going to be there. Red Rooster 3 will have a booth there. And Captain Andy Cates probably be talking about those trips he did at the River Cruises, maybe, that he just
completed. He's going to be talking Wahoo.
Wahoo, okay.
He's going to be talking Wahoo. That's his seminar.
Oh, that's cool.
His seminar.
And then in the Sport Fish will have a booth there, right?
They sure do again,
yeah.
Yep.
And that'll be great. And Searcher, Art and Celia will be there,
they
right?
They'll be there as well.
Yeah, and they're going to be talking about all the great stuff that they do aboard the Searcher.
That's right.
So that's just part of the long-range people.
The Intrepid.
Intrepid will be there.
The Intrepid. But okay. Every San Diego landing is at the show. So you're going to have captains from all the boats in and out to speak with as well.
I know that's one of the things that's so fun is, you know, I can speak, you know, for Fishermen's and Seaforth. I'm sure all the rest will be the same is, you know, where a long range boat might have their own booth, what you're going to have a lot of are the captains from all the day and a half trips and all the overnight trips and the 3-day trips and all that kind of stuff. Like, a lot of those guys will be at the main landing booths. You talk to the guys you get to go fishing with all year. And, you know, we talked about a little bit, you know, the last few weeks, there's been a lot of very fun change, almost like seeing a wave of the next generation of guys buying boats. And a lot of guys who turned their boats over, guys retiring, new captains entering
right.
The fleet. It's going to be a cool opportunity to talk the next round of up-and-coming guys that are all going to be hustling and at the show and wanting you to introduce themselves and their new operations. You know, it might be a boat that you've known and loved, but a brand-new guy and a business owner films. A cool opportunity, probably one of the first opportunities for all of us to meet those guys that are now taking the next level of the fleet.
Yeah, the more 1 to 3 day stuff, the captains, sunset guys, Gavin and they will be doing seminars as well, and they have the roof. So.
Nice. You have a great text?
Yeah, I thought so. This was from Darren, and he says, unfortunately, I can't go to the PCS show on Sunday. Do you have any idea what type of sales I might find on rods? I'm looking for two rods to match up with my Ben Fathom 25s and 40s. Hope to see everybody at the show.
So my guess would be you're going to have some amazing sales the first couple of days of the show, but on Sunday there's probably going to be some product that people still want to move. And I would think you would still have a great opportunity at some help.
But that's make tackle dealers?
Yeah, exactly.
The inventory. And this year, the inventory is finally getting into the shops. In past years, you know, it's been very tight. I think this year there's some guys showing up with some quantity.
Yeah, for sure. Another great text here from Corey in Escondido, our good buddy there. He says, I'm looking forward to spending a couple days at the show this week. I have a couple questions. One, are there any seminars going to cover speed jigging for bluefin? And then two, do you have any of the jigging rods, reels, and jig companies booths at the show?
Oh, 100%. So we have Bill Cavanaugh is going to be doing the nighttime jigging stuff for the bluefin. We have a bunch of different jigging companies. One coming out from Florida is JYG Jigging. Those guys have got swordfish on jigs. They have a full line of jigs. There is a ton of brands with jigs. I can't even.
Captain's Concepts would be another one that does. You know, whether that's the focus of their seminar or not, I don't know. But when it comes to speed jigging daytime, Brawla and Gavin both are amongst the most successful at it, and that's the beauty of it. Even if their seminar isn't that, when their seminar is over, you get to go to their booth and you can talk to them there about it.
I'm sure it'll be mentioned.
And West Coast Jiggers, I think, is at your show. Well. They're a big one.
Yeah, there are so many.
Yeah, you got
so
Mustad just rolled out a new line of jigs. We got Major Craft that has a bunch of stuff there.
Taddy.
It's loaded.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah, we can't name off every single one, but if you go, you're going to see there's a lot.
But and I know Manser talks a lot about speed jigging for Bluefin.
Yep.
So. I mean, he might say something.
Yeah, for sure.
Same deal. Like, we bring, you know, we're bringing a specialty line, I mean, of rods from a bunch of different manufacturers. There's a lot of that rod that our local guys produce for other companies that is not available in a factory version. Like, we have, you know, we have a bunch of different rods, Seeker, United Composites, and Rain Shadow, and Phoenix, that are all that we custom build out of our custom shop in those speed jigging configurations that we're going to have up at the show. Just custom trick stuff. They have different handles and they have different guide trains and things like that. But and then same deal, like the jigs, like there's a lot. I can only speak for our booth, but I know all the retailers will be doing the same thing. We put a lot of focus into bringing a lot of the very popular, whether it be nighttime or daytime, bluefin jigging stuff, already pre-rigged, all bluefinned out, all that kind of stuff. There's going to be a lot of it at the show.
Good deal. Let's jump back on the phone.
Mike from Orange County is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I'm right in your backyard in Orange County, and I'm wondering when the quietest time of the show would be, day and time.
There will be no quiet time.
Monday.
That's going to be that's a tough one. I don't know that there's going to be some really quiet time. I think Sunday early is a great time to come in before people get out of church and stuff. That is probably the morning where you have a shot at seeing less people. But I think with the buzz in the industry right now, I do not think there's going to be any slow days.
Yeah. And here, and this is a follow-up question from a texter here. Blair in Santa Cruz listening to on the Let's Talk Hookup app up all the way up in Santa Cruz. And he says, good morning. Is there a separate entrance for pre-bought tickets? And so let's talk about the entrances.
Yeah. So what we've done is we are going to have a separate lineup. So in the morning, these people come in early and line up. There will be a separate line for the pre-sale tickets. We will come by. We will scan your pre-sale ticket while you're in line waiting to go in. You're not going to have to go up to a ticket booth or anything. You're going to go set up in the pre-sale line. We're going to go and scan. We're going to give you a hard ticket, which gives you the opportunity to win to put in for the drawing for the $8,000 trip to Costa Rica to Crocodile Bay. But you're going to have a separate line than the people that are buying tickets at the show. There'll be two lines waiting to enter.
Okay. Two lines.
You'll get to go right up to the entry right away instead of standing in a line.
And that's when the show opens. So do you anticipate that there's going to be a line after the show opens and after that first line goes down?
It's hard to say. Last year was steady the entire show.
Was it?
It was good and steady. So we've opened up three ticket booths with six windows. We're going to have a great lineup.
So when you buy the ticket, do you go straight in?
Once we've opened, yes.
Yes.
But if you're there an hour and a half early and you're buying tickets, you're going to be waiting in line to get into the show.
I got you.
But if you're looking for a certain sale, a certain limited blank, or a certain limited jig, you're going to want to be there early.
There's just one general zone to get in. There's one entrance.
There is one entry to the show. There'll be two lines. There'll be people who bought tickets that day, and there'll be a line of people who are pre-sale tickets.
Gotcha. There's no side entrance or back entrance or anything.
No, there's not. One entrance.
One entrance. Okay. All right. And then again, parking pretty easy.
Super easy. I mean, when you exit at Fair Drive, you'll go right up the side of the freeway there, make a quick right, go one block up the way, pull right in, and you're parking.
Okay.
There is no driving around side streets and trying to figure out where this thing is. It's right next to the freeway.
It's right there, right on the 55 freeway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you go like you're going down to Newport.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going south on the 55, you get off at Fair. It kind of parallels the freeway for, I don't know, an eighth of a mile, and then you're going to make a right on Fair, and it's first entrance right in there, and you're done.
It's super easy. Very, very easy off the freeway. Huge parking, easy to get to, easy to navigate, and the layout of the show is cool. You basically enter in, and like the gate, the fishing gates just open up, and you choose your path, man. There's buildings every direction, and there's cool stuff and all.
So it's not just one flow. It's every direction.
My recommendation is you're either going to want to go to the right, or you're going to want to go to the left, and then you're going to follow the horseshoe all the way around.
Gotcha. So what happens if you go to the right?
You get to go to the best tackle store there.
You're going to see Fisherman's Landing tackle. Fisherman's Landing tackle, and you're going to follow that around. And every building has good stuff in it.
Yeah. Right.
People always ask. They always say, oh, you know, well,
which way?
You got to have one of those garbage buildings. I'm like, we don't.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really
what about if you go to the left?
If you go to the left, you're going to go right into Turner's. And you're into a lot of the big manufacturers. So that's the Huntington Beach building. On the right is the Los Alamitos.
So it's basically like a big circle.
It's a horseshoe.
It's a horseshoe.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's exactly a
so
horseshoe.
So if you flow to the right, you're going to come. You're going to end
around.
At Turner's.
You're going to end at the entrance.
And at the end, if you flow to the left, you're going to end at Fisherman's Island.
Yeah. So you're not going to end up on a complete opposite side of a building and have to walk all the way back and then go to your car.
It's a really cool layout. You guys killed it. It's awesome. We're excited. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going to the show. We're giving away a couple of family four packs. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
It's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. The finest split and solid rings are also made by Gamakatsu. If you're looking for quality swivels, yep, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hooks, Gamakatsu has you covered there too, with a wide assortment of sizes and types. Those Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are also a huge hit with anglers. The best hooks, swivels, split rings, and more are made by Gamakatsu. Get them at your local shop or Gamakatsu.com.
Hi, I'm Pat McDonald here to tell you that the Hall Shows are back. Bart Hall Shows February 16th through the 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds and March 29th through April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Share the passion of outdoor recreation as we celebrate 75 years of Hall Shows family fun.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, we're giving away tickets to both. Two family quarterbacks going to the PCS show again starting this Thursday. Going to be a mega show. Congratulations on the caller side, Daniel from Rancho Cucamonga, and then the texter side, Todd in Oceanside. Guys, congratulations. I'm going to see you at the show.
I'll pop them in the mail to you today, and you should have them in plenty of time for the PCS show, which starts
Thursday at noon to 7, Friday noon to 7, Saturday 10 to 7, and Sunday 10 to 5 at the Orange County Fairgrounds. And our website is sportfishingfestival.com. That gives you all the schedules for the seminars and all the information you need to go.
Yeah, so sportfishingfestival.com, all the information you need. Seminar times, are they going to have a vendor list there?
The vendor list is already up there. There's actually been some changes. There's been a few additions as Mike and I went and measured and found some spots.
Found some space.
Yeah, yeah. And we had a boat manufacturer that was building a custom boat that the client that they were building it for had changed some stuff up. So he had to step out, although he had paid, and we were able to fill in 12 people that had been on a wait list waiting. So
it's
good for them and not so good for the other guy, you know?
And are we going to see you at the show, Mike?
I'll be there.
You going to be there? Yeah? helping out
Monday through Sunday.
Yeah,
and then again Monday morning.
Yeah,
that's right.
You guys are going to be busy week this week coming
that's
up,
right? That's right.
Yeah. Well, great stuff and great information for the show. And thanks, Bill, for putting together not only a fantastic magazine but also this fantastic show. Really looking forward to coming up there.
Thank you for having us down.
It's going to be fun.
We appreciate you guys for sure.
Fun talking about it too. And Rick, you guys are going to have your booth there.
We can't wait, man. Yeah, Fisherman's Lining Tackle will be our big display. Our first time at PCS. We've been working hard. Bunch of killer deals. Got the whole crew coming. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Actually, not the whole crew coming.
We're I was going to say.
It's the inmates running the asylum because Doug's not going to be with us. So yeah.
Don't you have like people down at Man in the Shops here too, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. The store will be open to be the whole nine. It's going to be a wild one.
Gonna
we're going to
have
a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So come give us a hand, man. We need to make good while the boss is gone. We're going to have a lot of fun. We can't wait. Killer deals. It's going to be a really fun time. We can't not wait to see everybody.
Well, going to be great again this Thursday through Sunday at the Orange County Fair and Event Center. All right, looking forward to it.
See you boys.
Looking forward to having you back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mightier 1090. We want to thank JP for all he does on the phones and on the boards back there, and, of course, Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Tomorrow morning, great show with Sean and Melanie from Fisherman's Processing. We're going to be talking about taking care of your fish, how to take better care of your fish so you have a better product, and, of course, all the great stuff that they do there at Fisherman's Processing. It's going to be a great show, 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. We'll see you right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.